from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So you had the 3 kids.
Yes.
Got them through their teenage years alive. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yes, that was quite an accomplishment, but yeah.
Yeah. So I remember learning to drive with my dad. There was a lot of screaming and yelling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of doing that thing where he takes his foot and mashes it into the dashboard, like that'll stop the car.
Been there, done that, yeah.
Yeah. And I was glad when I finally mastered it enough to go and drive solo. So I'm teaching a child to drive right now.
You have my sympathies and condolences.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And this is a you know, great kid. She's got great grades, super smart, everything, you know, going fantastically. And so, you know, you get to where you explain the rules of the road, and she's extremely conscientious, great driver, for the most part. And you know how, I don't know about you, but when you touch your kids to drive, I started out on the same route. Once we left the neighborhood, right, and we took that maiden voyage, we go pretty much the same route a lot because she's comfortable on
right.
it.
Yeah.
Well, that route has a lot of right-hand turns, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, we talk about turn on red, got to defer to other people if it's green, then you can go, but you should always check the intersection, stuff like that. Okay, so then I thought, okay, well, we're ready to go to the next level here now. We're gonna try left-hand turn.
Now we're talking.
Yes, that will distinguish the women from the girls behind the, you know, behind the wheels. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna need video for this. So I sit her down and say, hey, okay, let's watch this video together. About how to handle this, right? This turn, you know, here you go. Yep, there it is, the protected green arrow and screen. And then you look, you always look, but you go, okay, cool. And then, but then it'll, you know, then it's going to go, you know, to regular green. And sometimes the arrow is yellow.
Yeah.
It means different things in terms of who you have to yield to.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah, no, Ma, I got it.
Yeah, right.
I got it. Okay, well, let's watch the video one more time. Okay, she's gay, right? To watch the video one more time. You understand because you see it's different. Yeah, no, I do. Cool. Should we take our usual route to the grocery store? And we go and we get to the left-hand turn lane for the first time. She's going to enter the grocery store parking lot a different way so we can try that. So we're like, I don't know, 6-7 cars back, right? So the light turns green and it's the green arrow. And they all go in front of us, but they take their sweet time, which drives
me nuts.
Well,
of course. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's one of my big pet peeves.
Can you move a little faster through the intersect? Put the phone down.
The light will not get any greener if you wait any longer.
Okay. And everyone behind you is going to get stuck in that awful uncomfortable position of now you got to turn. You know, now it's a regular green. Now you got to yield to traffic and people coming at you, whatever. So she ends up having to go through when it's green, but not the protected green arrow, right? Which means what?
Means that you have to yield right of way to those that are going straight.
Mm-hmm. Like in the video.
Right. Yeah.
We watched twice.
Yes.
That video.
Yeah.
That one. What do you think she did?
I think she probably pulled out there and started to pull out in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, double lane of traffic.
Yeah.
Missed us by
that
inches.
That much, yeah.
Inches.
Yeah.
Now, who was sitting in the passenger seat that would have taken the direct hit there?
Exactly. You know, right there in the target zone.
Yeah. So I start screaming in kind of mortal terror as the cars are plowing at me. One goes one way, one goes the other. Nobody was hurt.
Looked like the backstretch of Darlington, huh?
It was. And I'm screaming, go, 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 because they're plowing at us. She says, what's going on? It's green. The light's green. And I'm like, this is not like a right-hand turn. This is what's called a left-hand turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, okay, I did just some dumb things when learning to drive. We all did.
Yep.
Everybody does this. There's one hair-raising moment, but I would say it was a high level of stress thing. So she kind of regressed. She got very afraid. She didn't trust her instincts anymore. And we had to step back for a couple of weeks. And of course, Lee, we watched the video again.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah.
And again. She got it now. She's actually a pro at it.
Good.
She's very, very good at timing traffic.
More than I can say for most of the folks on Woodruff Road.
Right. Right. Yeah, she's as good as any adult now. And she waits a beat and all that. So it's good. But, I mean, there's stress that comes with parenting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and now we got these little stickers. You have what is, you guys didn't have those, but they're magnets. You put it on the back of the car. Patient, student, driver.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should say something really more like, look out for your life.
Yes.
Student, driver. Minimum 100-foot clearance. But yeah, so... and we all make mistakes and stuff. So she's good now. But, parenting has a lot of stress, right?
Yes.
But, not really maybe so much stress that the Surgeon General for the Biden administration has to warn parents.
Oh, please.
Warn parents. Like, you know how they warn you against, hey, if you eat too much, whatever, carbs, you're going to have a stroke. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Surgeon General's warning about becoming a parent. This can't be any more cynical. It can't be any clearer. The Democrat Party set up an abortion clinic behind the DNCA, rolling abortion clinic, and proudly announced them, not me, that by Wednesday they had killed an entire class of kindergartners. It was 25 was the kill. They announced it. Why would you announce this like you're making progress? This is something good. Mm-hmm. Like you've helped a family. You cannot get more anti-child and anti-family than these people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the U.S. Surgeon General just issued a warning. I kid you not, that parenting can be harmful to your mental health. So what, don't do it? I mean, parenting is harmful and you should know that. And in it, listen to this, an advisory issued Wednesday. Dr. Vivek Murthy says he's blessed to be a father of two and all, but he noted how difficult he finds parenting for himself and others. Quote, these stresses and parents and caregivers have today are being passed to children in direct and indirect ways, impacting families and communities. Well, that's terrible. What is his point? Don't do it.
I had a question for the Surgeon General. Where are you going to put the warning label?
I don't know. I don't know. That's on the back of the student driver magnet for your car, maybe, but...
I don't know. Well, I mean, if you're going to warn people that parenting is stressful, you would think that you would have a warning before you become a parent. So my question is, where are you going to put the label?
Well, he's put it in an actual warning. In the advisory, Murthy said 41% of parents say they are so stressed most days they can't function. And 48% say their stress is completely overwhelming compared to other adults. This sounds like a cautionary tale. Like, don't do it. Murthy argued that parents today are facing different challenges from older generations, including social media and increasing youth mental health crisis and an epidemic of loneliness that impact. How else do you take this but don't have a kid? Because I don't take it any other way. Parenting sucks. It's a danger to your mental health, so don't do it.
Thank you, Dr. Obvious.
Mm. You know what, though? This is a complete bastardization of what reality is.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not finishing the thought. You are the most worried you've ever been because you've never loved anything that much.
Bingo.
That's not bad. That's the meaning of life. That gives your life meaning to love something that much and more than yourself even.
Yep.
It's kind of freeing, really. Even though, it's harder, it's work. Yeah, that's why you're stressed, because you love your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that I would call it stress so much.
And if you're not stressed as a parent, then you
You're not questions. Doing it right.
Yes, exactly.
You are definitely not doing it right. I just find this so offensive. You know what? Because this is this kind of thing that this generation is so much more prone to not having children. No. We now have 45%, I saw this stat the other day, of women 25 to 50 don't have children. Now, some of that is because they're having them later and they'll have them in their 30s. But still, this is that kind of reinforcing things the Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's stressful. It'll hurt your mental health. Well, these snowflakes who've been told, I mean, these are kids that have been raised on mental health days, right? Yeah. We have them at work.
Right.
We tell everyone our mental health problems. We bring our mental health problems to work and tell everyone there. We talk about them at school. It used to be a thing of shame. We celebrate that you're mental, basically, in the society, which I think only furthers it and makes it worse. And now you're saying it's going to make you mental to have kids. Come on. The clear message here is don't have children. From the very people who brought you Kamala Harris saying, hey, people aren't having kids because they're afraid of climate change. Dangerous. Surgeon General warns parents are facing dangerous levels of stress. Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined called climate anxiety.
Period.
Right? Which is fear of the future and the unknown, of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children, whether it makes
Okay. So the administration that really doesn't want you to have children has spent its efforts making it so expensive to live you can barely afford children. Must be a coincidence. And now they're outright saying it. Having a kid is bad for your mental health. In a, get this, Surgeon General's warning. We used to get this about don't smoke cigarettes, because that would legit kill you. We used to get that, about, I don't know, heart attacks. What you eat that might cause a heart attack. The U.S. Surgeon General is warning that parenting could be harmful for your mental health because mothers and fathers face dangerous levels of stress. Dangerous? I swear this is a homicidal party. I think they're just homicidal, they're genocidal, just anti-life. Texture writes, hey, Tara, the Surgeon General's warning is just another way to support abortion. It's a health issue. A last-minute opportunity to avoid mental crisis. Instead, the creation of life is the most rewarding job God gave us. So says Paul. I agree with that. Texture writes, hey, Tara, some of these people shouldn't have kids, especially if they raise them to act the way they act. Texturates, Tira, screaming or gasping at a driver is very dangerous. The driver doesn't know if it's a punch it and get out of the way or slam the brakes and gasp. The hesitation could be fatal. I'm sorry, didn't mean to scream. I know I was wrong. It's just the cars hurtling at me. They missed me by inches. It was just a guttural survival reaction. I apologized afterward, after I knew I was going to live. I'm talking about teaching a teenager to drive. We all make that one mistake. You know, we all just hope to survive it. She was saying the other day, she was wondering if I had run into any stats on, you know, how dangerous is this really for teenagers to learn to drive? Like what's the death rate? Is it higher? I'm like, oh, I bet it is. I don't know if they keep stats, though. Texter writes, share the stress. That's why there should be two parents in the house. Now, the texter writes, simply population control. Texter writes, Tara, I'm not having kids because I don't want to raise them in the world that we've become. Yeah, you do. Nothing's changed. Humanity's always what humanity's been. Kids are wonderful. They're the best place in the world. And how they come out, it depends on you. It's not up to the world. I would rethink that. Don't miss out. This negativity about having children. Texter writes, they'll probably talk about the Surgeon General's warning, don't have kids. It'll affect your mental health, which is essentially what he said. Cause you a mental health problem. Kids are now a mental health affliction. They will probably have a bright sign, a big bright sign in the delivery room, Texter writes. So while you're pushing, you can make your decision on whether you want to board your baby. Because it might cause mental health problems later in your life, and the doctor's just waiting there for you to make the decision. That would, no, they actually passed that bill in Vermont. Texter writes, basically that he means that unborn child is a grave threat to your mental health, best to abort it. Now the texter writes, next the government will issue underwear with a warning label shown on them. Another texter says, listening to Democrat garbage is hard on my mental health. Another texter writes, just say no. This is the actual headline in The Hill. Surgeon General warns parents are facing dangerous levels of stress. Murthy says 41% of parents say they are so stressed most days they can't function. The stresses parents and caregivers have today are being passed to their children in direct and indirect ways. Murthy says parenting can be harmful for your mental health. He all but says, don't do it. Texter writes, for me, there's nothing better than being a dad to two sons. Now, the texter writes, work is hard on my mental health. Yeah, everybody's life is meant to be hard. Texter writes, the government is screwing up my kid's future. That's where my stress comes from. Now, the texter writes, perhaps the parenting warning is meant to lead to the government taking over the rearing of your children. They're already trying to do that. In California. Now the texter writes, the Surgeon General's warning about parenthood opens the door for the government to swoop in and help. Now the texter writes, that warning label goes on the condom box. Texter writes, Tara, they will try anything. It's not stress, just life. Another texter writes, they are giving reasons why the state needs to take over the raising of children. Now the texter writes, people should have children and cut off the social media. And finally at the center, there's always one on the text line. Texter writes, Surgeon General is right for once. These kids are driving me crazy. And finally, texter writes, because Tara, they want to decrease the population. Kamala has even said it in the past. And finally, texter writes, hey, Tara, they will probably put that in every doctor's office when you go for a well visit, a big sign that says having children could be dangerous to your mental health. And finally, texter writes, have you heard illegals are trying to get on morning school buses now in groups in California? Yes, we had that yesterday. Not one, but two hijacking attempts of school buses in San Diego. Why? Folks, if you're an internationally wanted or known criminal, or if you're a rival gang and you can't quite kill your way to territory, say in Mexico, where they do, they kill each other over territory. And you're like flipping around on the internet. Now, this happens. Seriously, you're flipping around on the internet and you read about sanctuary cities. You read about depolicing. You read about we're not going to cooperate with ICE to deport them, even if they're the worst gang member ever and they're wanted in multiple countries. And then you read about these Democrats and their tolerance for crime. You read about bondings. You can like steal one TV in the morning as long as it's under $900. then you could steal another one in the afternoon. It's all misdemeanors. They're going to bond you out anyway, so you'd be back in a parking lot to get to the next TV. And you're down in Guatemala. You're down in Mexico. And you, I mean, you guys are literally killing each other over territory, right? Drug routes, territory, because they do. In horrible and bloody ways. I mean, headless bodies and machete. I mean, you've read it. I mean, go read it. You're like, shoot, I'm not doing this. I'm going to where? San Diego? I'm getting me a school bus. Yeah, we'll just toss the kids off as we go. They're liberals. They won't care. They hate children anyway. I'm telling you, this is what is happening. This is why they just caught that guy from Peru who is wanted for the murder of 23 people. He's in Ellicott, New York. Because he's not stupid. Why would you hang out in Peru where you're wanted and the rival gangs want to kill you for your territory and you're living an episode of Breaking Bad every day? Because they do. You just go in Ellicott, New York. You take over there. You go find a nice liberal place. Think of it as a vacuum. And you take over. You project power. You take over. You take over apartment complexes like they are in Aurora. By the way, the mayor and the governor are claiming none of that's going on. There's literally video of the illegal immigrants with rifles going door to door, ejecting people from an apartment complex they don't own. And they're like, no, you don't see that. That's not happening. See, that's not, that is exactly where every illegal on earth wants to live. And you know what? Those videos are going viral now all over the place. And the world's criminals are like, what are we doing here? We're going to America, blue city near you. Kamala Harris, for the record, is unburdened by what has been in terms of the times in which she had other beliefs, but now no longer holds those. Some call that flip-flopping. Here she is, asked about flip-flopping. You seem to be doing it a lot on everything. No, not me, she says.
I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. We did that with the Inflation Reduction Act.
Holding myself to deadlines around time. Not me. I haven't flip-flopped. Nope. No way. The media just said I flip-flopped. And here's the thing. She's not wrong about this. No, she's not. She hasn't actually said anything flippy or floppy. Hasn't changed any of her positions. It was anonymous people anonymously talking with reporters off the record who suggested she might have changed her positions on some things, leading the New York Times to write an article saying she had changed her position on, well, everything except for abortion. But as Tom Cotton pointed out, nobody actually has ever heard her change her position, nor has she ever formally put out a statement changing her position. Nor can anyone be named who has ever said that she has changed her position from her campaign. They were just rumors, which is good enough for the media to claim and fact checkers to claim. Yeah, she changed her positions. Says who? Oh, I don't know. Someone from the campaign. Who? Oh, off the record sources. So there's actually no proof that she changed any of her positions. Nope. When CNN actually tried to get to the bottom of this by having top Harris campaign intern, he's not an intern, he's her assistant press spokesperson, Michael Tyler. You know, she changed her positions. Mike, you're here in the light. You're not anonymously calling a reporter to claim so. Tell us, Mike, has she changed her position?
But on fracking, was there something that changed her mind specifically during the 4 years of the Biden presidency?
No, listen again.
No, Why? Because she hasn't changed her mind. She's going to end it.
Vice President is very proud of the Biden-Harris administration's record on energy production.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. What is the Biden administration's record on energy production? Again, Joe, this is from Fox News this morning.
The Biden-Harris administration on day one when they took office banned fracking on federal lands. That is a fact. So if she's so for fracking, why did she allow that to happen? But of course, Dana Bash didn't bring that up.
Okay. This is why she can't do interviews. Okay. So she has staff members call up and go, we've heard Kamala's changed her views on all this to normal American views, not radical views that'll cause the lights to go out like in Venezuela. Or in Jamaica, when her father tried the very same strategies and there was no food. You know, he's the economic advisor for Jamaica, right? Yeah. So she has her campaign call up these reporters and say she's changed her views on absolutely everything. She's normal now. And then the reporters say, well, can we use your name? Can we say that came from the campaign? No. No, you can't use my name. I want to do it anonymously. Okay. But when you have an actual person from the campaign who you just heard from there, has she changed her views on fracking? No. No. Okay. Again, folks, what is the largest source of our GDP? Our GDP is our economy. We need to have that to eat. Where does it come from? The mining and minerals category. Every quarter, it's 28 to 32% of the economy. Like it or not. What is that? What is mining? It's mainly fracking. It's natural gas. It's oil. And there's some minerals and stuff in there too. Again, that's a little more than a quarter to a third of the economy every quarter. You can't just shut that off. You can't do it. But she wants to, but she can't admit it because she can't explain what happens when you wipe out a quarter to a third of the economy. There's no explanation for it. And the answer is people are going to go hungry. Food will stop moving. Cars will stop moving. But she can't say any of that. She can't tell you the truth. And so she's left lying about it. So here she is telling you untruths.
And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
She made it clear on the debate stage in 2020. But is that true? CNN fact checker says, nope.
The fact check bottom line, Abby, is that she did not actually make clear at a 2020 debate that she had changed her previous support for a fracking ban.
Tell us some more.
The only debate she participated in 2020 was the general election debate with then Vice President Mike Pence. And I went over the transcript of that debate tonight. Nowhere in there does she make clear that she had abandoned her previous support for a fracking ban. Rather, she repeated that Joe Biden, the head of the Democratic ticket at the time, would himself not ban fracking. So listen to what she actually said in that 2020 debate.
Okay, and she comes out and says, Joe's not going to ban fracking. She's speaking for Joe, not herself, in other words. So Dana Bash isn't even buying this. She actually followed up. But in 2019, you said you were going to ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, in a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign.
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word.
But you know who this is designed for, y'all? We did all of this. Let me play a sample of the voters, mainly women voters. This is designed. I've told you many times, the single most dangerous voters on the planet. Female suburban women. The more educated they get, the dumber they get, and the more dangerous they get in a voting booth. Present company accepted. If you're listening to the show and you're not in a fetal position shaking, then you have a brain in your head. and you're a woman, good. Congratulations. Try to save others. But I want to play for you who all of this is aimed at. These rapid fire lies.
What is Harris's biggest accomplishment to date as vice president?
I don't know. Sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore.
She was a very good vice president.
I have to do more research on her, honestly. I'm just glad to see a woman of color in charge for once.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know.
See, this is not aimed at us. This is aimed at them. Well, she's not against fracking, I think. Well, no, she doesn't want to ban my gas-powered car, I think. I don't know. I just want to have a black woman in charge. It'd be really cool. Folks, you know what the big takeaway from this week should be? Something I remind you of all the time, but yet not enough. We are not a shrinking, fading minority. We are not those that have been. Love the way America used to be, but that's fading now. No one thinks like me. I feel isolated. I'm in the minority. People have gone, no, they haven't gone nuts. The people who control the media have gone nuts, and it makes it seem like it's everywhere. Would you watch last night with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz trying to lie and fake their way through that interview? And our side needs to stop saying it's because she's incompetent. Stop saying because she's not smart. Stop. She isn't that bright. But stop saying, well, she can't answer questions. She's a disaster. She's not polished. No. No, that's not why she can't do an interview. She's not up to the job. Well, I agree with that, but that's not why she can't do an interview. She can't do an interview because only a small minority.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kamala Harris, for the record, is unburdened by what has been in terms of the times in which she had other beliefs, but now no longer holds those. Some call that flip-flopping. Here she is, asked about flip-flopping. You seem to be doing it a lot on everything. No, not me, she says.
I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. We did that with the Inflation Reduction Act.
Holding myself to deadlines around time. Not me. I haven't flip-flopped. Nope. No way. The media just said I flip-flopped. And here's the thing. She's not wrong about this. No, she's not. She hasn't actually said anything flippy or floppy. Hasn't changed any of her positions. It was anonymous people anonymously talking with reporters off the record who suggested she might have changed her positions on some things, leading the New York Times to write an article saying she had changed her position on, well, everything except for abortion. But as Tom Cotton pointed out, nobody actually has ever heard her change her position, nor has she ever formally put out a statement changing her position. Nor can anyone be named who has ever said that she has changed her position from her campaign. They were just rumors, which is good enough for the media to claim and fact checkers to claim, yeah, she changed her positions. Says who? Oh, I don't know. Someone from the campaign. Who? Oh, off the record sources. So there's actually no proof that she changed any of her positions. Nope. When CNN actually tried to get to the bottom of this by having top Harris campaign intern, he's not an intern, he's her assistant press spokesperson, Michael Tyler. So, you know, she changed her positions. Mike, you're here in the light. You're not anonymously calling a reporter to claim so. Tell us, Mike, has she changed her position?
But on fracking, was there something that changed her mind specifically during the 4 years of the Biden presidency?
Now, listen again.
No. Why? Because she hasn't changed her mind. She's going to end it.
Vice President is very proud of the Biden-Harris administration's record on energy production.
Yeah, okay, cool. What is the Biden administration's record on energy production? Again, Joe, this is from Fox News this morning.
The Biden-Harris administration on day one when they took office banned fracking on federal lands. That is a fact. So if she's so for fracking, why did she allow that to happen? But of course, Dana Bash didn't bring that up.
Okay. This is why she can't do interviews, okay? So she has staff members call up and go, we've heard Kamala's changed her views on all this to normal American views, not radical views that'll cause the lights to go out like in Venezuela or in Jamaica when her father tried the very same strategies and there was no food. You know, he's the economic advisor for Jamaica, right? Yeah, so she has her campaign call up these reporters and say she's changed her views on absolutely everything. She's normal now. And then the reporters say, well, can we use your name? Can we say that came from the campaign? No. No, you can't use my name. I want to do it anonymously. Okay. But when you have an actual person from the campaign who you just heard from there, has she changed her views on fracking? No. No. Okay. Again, folks, what is the largest source of our GDP? Our GDP is our economy. We need to have that to eat. Where does it come from? The mining and minerals category. Every quarter, it's 28 to 32% of the economy, like it or not. What is that? What is mining? It's mainly fracking. It's natural gas. It's oil. And there's some minerals and stuff in there, too. Again, that's a little more than a quarter to a third of the economy every quarter. You can't just shut that off. You can't do it. But she wants to, but she can't admit it because she can't explain what happens when you wipe out a quarter to a third of the economy. She can't. There's no explanation for it. And the answer is people are going to go hungry. Food will stop moving. Cars will stop moving. But she can't say any of that. She can't tell you the truth. And so she's left lying about it. So here she is telling you untruths.
And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020 that I would not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
She made it clear on the debate stage in 2020. But is that true? CNN fact checker says nope.
The fact check bottom line, Abby, is that she did not actually make clear at a 2020 debate that she had changed her previous support for a fracking ban.
Hmm. Tell us some more.
The only debate she participated in 2020 was the general election debate with then Vice President Mike Pence. And I went over the transcript of that debate tonight. Nowhere in there does she make clear that she had abandoned her previous support for a fracking ban. Rather, she repeated that Joe Biden, the head of the Democratic ticket at the time, would himself not ban fracking. So listen to what she actually said in that 2020 debate.
Okay, and she comes out and says Joe's not going to ban fracking. She's speaking for Joe, not herself, in other words. So Dana Bash isn't even buying this. She actually followed up. Said, but in 2019, you said you were going to ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, in a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign.
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word.
But you know who this is designed for, y'all? All of this. Let me play a sample of the voters, mainly women voters. This is designed. I've told you many times, the single most dangerous voters on the planet. Female suburban women. The more educated they get, the dumber they get, and the more dangerous they get in a voting booth. Present company accepted. If you're listening to the show and you're not in a fetal position shaking, then you have a brain in your head and you're a woman. Good. Congratulations. Try to save others. But I want to play for you who all of this is aimed at. Rapid fire lies.
What is Harris's biggest accomplishment to date as vice president?
Sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore.
She was a very good vice president.
I have to do more research on her, honestly. I'm just glad to see a woman of color in charge for once.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know.
See? This is not aimed at us. This is aimed at them. Well, she's not against fracking, I think. Well, no, she doesn't want to ban my gas-powered car, I think. I don't know. I just want to have a black woman in charge. It'd be really cool. Folks, you know what the big takeaway from this week should be? Something I remind you of all the time, but yet not enough. We are not a shrinking, fading minority. We are not those that have been. Love the way America used to be, but that's fading now. No one thinks like me. I feel isolated. I'm in the minority. People have gone, no, they haven't gone nuts. The people who control the media have gone nuts, and it makes it seem like it's everywhere. Would you watch last night with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz trying to lie and fake their way through that interview? And our side needs to stop saying it's because she's incompetent. Stop saying because she's not smart. Stop, she isn't that bright, but stop saying, oh, she can't answer questions. She's a disaster. She's not polished. No. No, that's not why she can't do an interview. She's not up to the job. Well, I agree with that, but that's not why she can't do an interview. She can't do an interview because only a small minority of Americans agree with her. We are the majority. Look at her. She's adopting Trump's views right, left, right, left, right, left. Sending people out to claim she no longer believes anything she did less than 5 years ago. Why? You have to hide who you are. Why? Because they are really the minority. We are the majority. Yeah, we act like a minority. Like we have to be embarrassed of what we think and can't really say it in polite company because there's just not a lot of us. We are the overwhelming majority. And you can see this in polls. You can really see it in what she's doing. To rip off of Donald Trump. Why? Because he represents the majority. This is a center-right country. So she has to lie and obfuscate and confuse and run word salads to avoid telling you what they think. And I'm here to tell you, there are other smoother people than her, smarter people than her in the Democrat Party. But when you have to lie at this level, you're still going to sound like a shyster in an interview. It doesn't matter. There's no good answers that if she was just smart enough, she'd give us to make all this make sense. She's a liar. And she has to be, because the American people do not want to go where the Democrat Party wants to take them. They have had a snootful of it for the last 3 years. It's painful. They're poor. They want it to end. And so you've got to promise something new. And she used that word new last night, but didn't say what it is she's going to do, because she can't tell you, because you wouldn't want it. Folks, you know what the big takeaway from this week should be? Something I remind you of all the time, but yet not enough. We are not a shrinking, fading minority. We are not those that have been. Love the way America used to be, but that's fading now. No one thinks like me. I feel isolated. I'm in the minority. People have gone, no, they haven't gone nuts. The people who control the media have gone nuts, and it makes it seem like it's everywhere. Would you watch last night with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz trying to lie and fake their way through that interview? And our side needs to stop saying it's because she's incompetent. Stop saying because she's not smart. Stop. She isn't that bright, but stop saying, oh, she can't answer questions. She's a disaster. She's not polished. No. No, that's not why she can't do an interview. She's not up to the job. Well, I agree with that, but that's not why she can't do an interview. She can't do an interview because only a small minority of Americans agree with her. We are the majority. Look at her. She's adopting Trump's views right, left, right, left, right, left. Sending people out to claim she no longer believes anything she did less than 5 years ago. Why? You have to hide who you are. Why? Because they are really the minority. We are the majority. Yeah, we act like a minority. Like we have to be embarrassed of what we think and can't really say it in polite company because there's just not a lot of us. We are the overwhelming majority. And you can see this in polls. You can really see it in what she's doing. To rip off of Donald Trump. Why? Because he represents the majority. This is a center-right country. So she has to lie and obfuscate and confuse and run word salads to avoid telling you what they think. And I'm here to tell you, there are other smoother people than her, smarter people than her in the Democrat Party. But when you have to lie at this level, you're still going to sound like a shyster in an interview. It doesn't matter. There's no good answers that if she was just smart enough, she'd give us to make all this make sense. She's a liar. And she has to be, because the American people do not want to go where the Democrat Party wants to take them. They have had a snootful of it for the last 3 years. It's painful. They're poor. They want it to end. And so you've got to promise something new. And she used that word new last night, but didn't say what it is she's going to do, because she can't tell you, because you wouldn't want it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.